Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. God is glorious. He's wonderful. He's marvelous. He's the only wonderful good thing on the horizon, and we just praise Him for His goodness. Father, we thank You for allowing us this, really, this is a cyber church, a computer, internet kind of a church, or coming together by the power that You have caused these things and technology to make it possible. And we thank You, Father, for what You're doing. We pray a mighty blessing upon the listener, each individual one that You love so much. We pray a blessing on Brother Freedom, Lord, that the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost will be upon him, and that he will just have an ease in You to do what You have raised him up to do. Thank You, Father, for Your goodness and Your wonderful love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Freedom has picked some scripture that the Holy Spirit has led him to.
This is Psalm 103, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those who remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Lord, we want to bless You today. Thank You for this wonderful promise, Lord, that You've removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, Lord, and that You regard us like Your children. Help us to walk as Your children today, Lord. We praise You, and we pray for Your mighty anointing today upon Brother Freedom. Lord, we pray that You'd touch him and that You'd touch these words and each listener as it goes out through the internet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just give You praise, glory, and honor. Lord, I'm just praise You this day. I thank You this day. Oh, bless the Lord, all my soul, always within me. Bless Thy holy name. Lord God, Thou art real. We're living in a very special time. For the people that's out there hears this message today, I pray that you'll receive it as You is right next to me. Because this is what the Lord put in my heart last night. There's no distance from where You are, where we are. The same God can touch you right in that moment. As close as if You're sitting right before me, it's no different. And God's made it where His word can go throughout the whole world. And wherever you are, you can be touched. Remember, you can be healed exactly where you are. God's going to do a great work. You can receive salvation right where you are. You can receive strength where you are. You can receive the love of God on your heart that you might be a blessing, that you might walk no longer as a beggar when the mount elements that you'd walk in, being full of God's blessing, walking through His mighty Spirit, helping you day by day to deliver the cross that God's given you to bear in that day. And we take that up daily, and God's here to help you to be an overcomer, that you might walk wisely in His presence. Lord God, touch Your people in a mighty way. Bring strength in the day. Bring power. Bring the witness of Your word. Father, I pray for the mighty unction of the Holy Ghost to be real in the hearts of Your people. Bring fulfillment to lives of people. Oh, Lord, for that one that's sick this day, I pray, heal their body. Oh, that one's oppressed, take away that oppression. and satisfy them. Oh, give them joy, full of joy. But give them a joy in the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, out there casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants His loving kindness to be imparted in you this day. Receive it. Take it as we're in communion together. Take it because God's backing it out right now. He's serving you. He's serving you that you might be blessed. Oh, Lord, that you no longer be a castaway, but you'd be on fire wherever you are throughout the world. If Australia, Tokyo, Japan, I don't know if anybody from Tokyo, but anywhere out in the world, He's here to touch you this day. And you don't have to be afraid no longer. You don't have to feel like you're alone because He'll never leave you. He lives within you. You got Him closer than any friend that you know. He's closer than anybody. He's there as your provider. He's there for your healer. He's there for your lover. He's there to support you. He's there to give you strength. He's there to give you power. Remember, He is by your side, and He will never leave you. What happens is we leave Him. Remember, the way you treat Him is what you're going to get. If you receive Him gladly, you're going to see multiplies of blessings. You're going to see a fullness develop. You're going to see an increase. But if you deliberately go away from Him, it makes Him sad. And He backs off. He doesn't do nothing. He won't tell you nothing else. He just backs off. Sorrow comes on it because of you losing each one of you are perfect in Him. That perfection comes in as you grow with Him. What today you can do, tomorrow you may not be able to do because He wants you to grow. And right now where you are, you're going to feel like you're pretty good. But He'll help you day by day. That you'll take each step at a time. You grow into His nature. You take on the Father's nature. For the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong. That means in Tokyo, I'm saying Tokyo, there must be somebody in Tokyo there that you receive this message. Lord God, wherever you are, I feel in Sweden there's somebody there. Oh, touch the hearts of these people. Touch them. Enrich yourself to them. Bring a strength to them. Let them know that there's no distance in your spirit. Remember, where the Lord's Spirit is, there is liberty. And liberty is that freedom. You know, we like to have freedom of speech. We like to have all the freedoms that America used to have. But that's what God is. God is the one that instigated and brought forth these freedoms. He brings them in your life that you have freedom every day. You're not in bondage no more. You're not in the way of the world. You're not living the way of the world, but you're living through the eyes of the Lord. You're living in victory. You're living from the promises of God. Oh, you don't have to worry about fret not about these things that come to pass. And the natural Christian, the natural one that doesn't know God, you have a insight on heaven. You've got a fortress with you. You've got a supplier that's out. It's bigger. The barns are busting forth. And that's to give you, each one of you individually, that you might be a blessing in God. You mean to take God's wants to touch you in such a drastic way that the world don't know. But God wants to touch you in your heart. He wants to bless you. See, people haven't been taught this. But if we come to the Lord, God has a big banqueting table there. And you come in as a hungry, thirsty, dry. And you come down and God fills you. He starts providing for you. And your cup starts running over. You start getting that joy, that peace that surpasses all the blessings. And you take of that and it starts getting you strength. You know, you can eat some food and you don't get no strength out of it. Some strength, like giving a good steak, you get strength. That's what God is. He provides you a supernatural strength that provides for you to keep you in this last hour. People won't know what's helping you, but you know where it's coming from. You don't go brag about it, but you give out the aroma of your life is so before God that people see what a blessing you got. And they say, what do you have? And you say, I know Jesus. When you accept Jesus, He gives you a great inheritance that fades not away. And that inheritance we take on by faith at that time. And we don't really realize exactly how great that inheritance is. It means He is a provider for you now until we go in eternity forever and ever and ever. And that supersedes out of quadruples and multiplies as we, every day we go, it gets deeper, better, and wider. We start walking in perfection. We start walking in the callings of God. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. And we as God's people must remember that we need to be fashioned with God's power. As obedient children, not fashion yourselves according to the former lust of your ignorance. The old man, he's got to go. That's where the trouble comes. I want you to know God loves you, but remember there's a little fight you're going to have to fight. The old man is going to come on, and I was having news for you. Satan's not as powerful as you think. The Lord told me just the other day, we deal more with ourselves. Satan's not the problem. It's ourselves. There's a part of us that wants to come back and have its way. You got to say, I'm the king of the roostness. I'm going to have, God's going to, as far as me and my part, we're going to serve the Lord. When that happens, bang, slaps over that wrong spirit. He tumbles out there on the ground. He's done away from you, and you start growing. Pretty soon you have another one back there in your short tail, and there's times he comes up, there's the same thing. But this is your spiritual war that takes place in you every day. You got to slap him down and say, get out, you cursed mean thing. Get out of my life. Kick him away. Draw nigh unto God. He will draw nigh unto you. We got to draw. We got to seek God. We got to call upon him. But what we do, we sit back and we resist him and we take on the old world. We like the Israelites, see, when they left the promised land, they got set free from Egypt. They didn't was no longer in slavery. And God set them totally free. He started providing for them. He had all of a manna. That manna was super angel's food. It was great. And yet back in Egypt, they had the garlic and all the stuff that was give you bad breath and give you indigestion, all that stuff. And yet God's will, I think it didn't even give any of those things. It was just beautiful food. But they grumbled. See, we as God's people got to learn when your first step is be thankful. Your first day with Jesus, say, Lord, I thank you that you saved me. I thank you that you took me on my way to heaven. I'm surely thank you and I praise you and I exalt you because you are the King of Kings. You are the God of glory. And I thank you that I triumph in you this day. I see there's victory. I see there's blessing. I see there's a power. I put on that whole armor of God that only you can give me. And Lord, I triumph that my chest fills up. The glory's upon me. But what we do, we lax. And we say, well, I don't need that. We question. I thought the other day, another thing. I know the Lord gave me these ideas. What we don't grow is because we don't take it as such. We got to compare. And that's what gets me a little upset with these people that try to diagnose the Bible for you. I take it right like it is. That's what you mean. If I get out here and start, pretty soon I talk myself out of it. I is in the problem here. I. We got to get rid of I. It's only God. See, we have no yesterdays. All ours is future. We got to look forward. And looking forward, you're going to look your eyes in Jesus. Looking back, you're looking back to self. The old self here takes away. It takes away what I've been telling you that God has for you. It takes it away from me. And there's no one to blame but self. Self, self. Because if you'll call God, he'll be your provider. The Lord will be your shepherd. You're not going to have to walk. He's going to lead you beside the still water. He's going to restore your soul. He's going to bring you into perfection. It says it in the Word. He will bring you into perfection. But wait upon him. Trust him. Trust in the Lord. The Bible says, whatsoever not of faith is sin. And that's what we do. We start getting out of faith. And pretty soon we get out of trust, and then sin. It's not no what we call sin getting out of emergency. No. These little hens, the little foxes, what come in and spoil our vines. He comes in and just comes in there and takes away, disturbs us. And pretty soon we've lost victory. We've lost sight. And then our eyes are not upon the Lord. Our eyes are looking about here on mine. Or we may look about our Sunday school teacher, our pastor, and all these things get in and cleanse up from the Spirit. We must worship God in spirit and in truth because we're in a normal person, but we're not normal after we receive Jesus because God's trying to bring us into spiritual activity. That spiritual activity, we don't see it. in the eyes, but you know it's there. It's real. You take this all by faith. And after faith, it's trusting Him. You do it through the trust of God. You can trust God because of your faith. It's bridge for tomorrow. Tomorrow's in the Lord. No yesterday's tomorrow. Satan has no future. His is all in the past. We have no past. We have future. It's all future. The child of God, it's all future. I lay aside all the yesterdays. Lay aside. They can't help you no better. They can't make you better. You can think about yesterday, all, and you're going to get sad. You say, well, I wish I did better. You know, pretty soon you're going to be down in the molly grubs. You're going to be down and even sick sometimes. You're going to be because God even gave you health. When you keep your eyes, your body starts functioning right. You trust and you feel good. The joy of the Lord becomes your strength. You get so much joy, you couldn't care. What happens? When I had my stroke, I was so happy that people thought I was drunk. I was not drunk. I was drunk on the Lord. This day, I know I wasn't bitter afraid. I was just I was joyful. And that joy of the Lord, it supersedes all the problems you face. You can get a joy. Nothing can be. You're just so laughing about it. Now, I don't believe in this. People going out here and saying the things of God to bring them in spiritual. Well, we're up this. There's people that says, oh, you got to have the laugh. Yes, the Lord can make you laugh. I've laughed. But you don't go out here and make yourself laugh and bring in churchgoers down. Everybody laughing. That's coming against God. See, what we're doing, we're trying to manipulate God's, what God's for, as practice it as God. It's not God. It's far from God that way. You know, if you go to a hospital to pray for someone, you can't do it in yourself, or nothing's going to happen. Now, I guarantee you He'll help you get there to it. But after you get there, you better be there by His leadership. And it's not just a hospital. Anything you do, it has to be. You don't do it within yourself. You can't have a church by yourself. God has to be the leader of it. This goes in every avenue of our life. A mechanic, if you want God blessing your life, you're going to follow His leadership. Instead of working on that car, that caterpillar, whatever it is, He's helping you because if you do it yourself, you're going to fail. He can help you be successful where you are in those situations. But when we back up, we think we're ourself again. Ourself is our problem. We got to get out of self and let Jesus fill my cup runs over. That's Jesus. We get the part of the Holy Ghost in our hearts that we're so full that nothing can disturb us. We get these empty spots, and that's doubt down inside of me. I doubt. I'm afraid. I'm fearful. I just can't. I don't have no belief. I don't have no faith. That's from self. Nothing's the self. You can't believe your pastor. You can't believe your Sunday school teacher. You can't believe your folks, your mother, your dad. Nobody. You can't even believe God. It's ourselves. We need to take up that we need to be responsible for our life. And God wants us, as we come down and take on His nature, He wants us to remember that we're not longer we give up our rights to ourselves. We give God our whole being. It says He that will die the natural, God's going to raise him spiritually. But just that works that way. We got to give over. And see, the Lord's coming back very soon. He's coming back for those looking for His coming. They're looking for that time. They're actually looking day by day, moment by moment. Then my next jump is heaven. But if we renounce that in any way, then we will lose our rights for that wonderful blessing. And see, if you do that, you in the natural, you never die, but you have to die spiritually. So that means spiritually you have to forsake the things that would cause me to keep my mind off or on the Lord Jesus Christ. So if I know that I'm not going to look at opposite sex going down the wrong way, I'm not going to do all these things in the wrong way, I'm going to do it as of the Lord. It's my life. And our life has to be pure. The life, Bible plainly says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. What does it mean? Well, holiness means you're going to have a good life. If you're not walking in holiness, you're not going to have a good life. I believe you walk in holiness to the degree that you don't even get sick. If you're fretting all the time, you're going to be sick all the time. This is correct. I went through something really been buried, and people thought I'd never make it this far. But it's because of God. The Lord's your answer. Anything you do, the Lord's the answer. And we as God's people need to remember that. We start trying to work God. We know so much. No, God is the... He is it. I worked on Caterpillar. And one time, if I'd ever... I never did do it. But if one time I would have chose to do my own self, I'd have broke covenant with God. I followed Him. Where you lead me, I will follow. We sing those little songs. Oh, that's just for kiddies, you say. Oh, no, it's for grown-ups, too. We never get that grown up that we don't need to follow God. We need to follow in His direction. We must be so full of His glory that we have the glory cloud in our life. That we respond nothing to no other voices but God. I don't hear nobody. I don't hear no evil. Don't speak no evil. Don't know no evil. But when we come to the Lord, God is after that growth. When this is when we're going to come out. We're growing all this time up to where we are right now. But we still have temptations. It never lose that. That's where the Bible says, if you live for God your whole life and don't fail God, you'll make heaven. But the last day, you mess up. It says this in the Old Testament. I still think God's pretty much that way. You lose out. We got to be accountable every day of our life. We grow toward heaven. We just didn't plant. God didn't just spit you. Oh, you're over here. You're Superman now. And you're over here, Batman. You're someone else, some fictitious character. Why I said that? Because we're fictitious. We're not what we should be. No. God plants us and we start growing. We take on His nature. We take the Bible and we literally eat it. If we don't care what arguments come out of the Bible. We don't even remember where the chapters of the books, but we eat it. We get sort of put down sometime. Well, you should not know. And I guess it's right. But we're more interested in getting that food in my being. It's got to get inside of here. If it gets inside of here, it's going to take root. It's going to do power. It's going to do take over. It takes over because you're taking on godly nutrition in your body. And you take on that body, that nutrition, that word, it becomes solid advice. It gives me solid strength. You become a solid warrior for the Lord Jesus Christ. You doctrinated by God the Father, God the Son, by God the Holy Ghost. And you don't need not that any man teaches you. But the knowing which teaches you shall teach you all things. When God comes, fills you with the Holy Ghost, it brings that word alive. It brings you in a faithful connection. That what you say will come to pass. That's how it works. God called the callings for God without repentance. So when God gives you a calling, that calling, you get out of sync with God and you still have it because God's a good God. But you may not get a reward. What you do for God, you don't do it for reward, but you do it because you love Him. You love it because you're modeling Him. See, God is perfect in every area. Jesus came down this world as man. And He did everything on this earth by man. Full of the Holy Ghost, but by man. He thought like He had to renounce, it says in the Word of God, He come down, get away from all principalities, all powers, and took on man. Subject to us. Feeling our infirmities, feeling our cares. And that's why we grow in the same manner as He grew. We had to take on the input of God's glory. If it was good for Jesus, it's here good enough for us. I'll tell you, you want to grow, you take on the kalamasita of God, and God will take away. For I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee this day, and I will empower you with my word. I will empower you with a blessing. I say, what's wrong with my church, with my people? They took on themselves, and self will not produce nothing but self. I say, I wish to indoctrinate my people with my glory, and I have to do it through a man that will read my word,
and now I move upon my mighty spirit, and they occupy and move upon by my mighty spirit. For my spirit is, there is liberty. Yes, I say it is still the same house of the man. But you, as you grow, it changes you. It changes your, what you like. And it changes your taste. And you take, be very tasteful. You want to serve your God. But I say, without my spirit, this does not happen. And I say, I perform miracles in my people. Those that serve me, the biggest miracle they find is what I do for them. And then they can help somebody else. They'll be in such condition, my spirit upon them, that they will touch the lives of many. This doesn't come overnight. It comes by serving your God. And I'm here to bring you into perfection if you'll search for me. Those that search for me, they should certainly find me. But I say, what's wrong with the church world, with the natural man? They don't search for me. They do all the comparings of their mind. You're not going to find me in your mind. You'll find me through the Spirit. You need the mind of my Savior, of Jesus Christ. You need the mind of Christ. And with that, you'll walk successfully. You'll walk in my favor. You'll walk in my direction. And I'll incorporate my glory upon you. And thou wilt be suited up with righteousness. Thou wilt be suited up with power. And when you lay hands on some way, it shall come to pass. You don't have to get there no longer. But you pronounce it, and those words will become life. Those words will become honor. I will honor your words, and I'll bless you. My people, do not search for a way of yourself. People are looking for revivals. But I say they need to be revived, not revive or. They need to be revived by the Spirit of God. But they don't look for that. They look for man's. We get this certain, we're going to get revived by a man touching us. But deeper than that, we need the incorporation of God's glory, said the Spirit of God. You need to walk upright before me, and I'll bless you. I say this is what caused Satan to break off. Years and years ago, he got his thinking about himself. And man has that same nature. My people, now let us be awakened this day. Shake yourself. Call upon me. Search for me. You'll surely find me. But I say, in yourself, there's too many people, they've tried too many years. I let the churches go on, but they're still a man's church. They're there doing the things of man. They have no power. There's no witness. There's no anointing. There's nothing. But I'm here to save you. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to deliver you. This day, call upon me, and I'll bless you, my people. Come this day, for I love thee, I love thee, I love thee, and I've given thee a prize that's forever and ever and ever. Remember, eternity is ever and ever and ever. I'm granting you this to be awakened this day. Shake yourself. Search for me, and you'll surely find me, says the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for what you said. We thank you for your word today. I thank you that you're honorable, you're special, and I pray, touch your people, touch the people that stay in them. This word goes out. Touch them. Deliver them. Set them free. And there'll be a mighty army that starts rising up in this day before I leave here. And there's going to be people all over the world. It's going to be a rise. Because God's going to perfect to you a blessing. You're going to be a blessing in the street. You're going to be a blessing in the market. You're going to be a blessing out where you work. You're going to do this thing. Because God's going to work forth in a mighty way supernaturally through this day. Because that's the way God works. It's just down to his order. Today is special. God doesn't need nothing more than this room we're in. This word goes right to you as power. Bless you. Strengthen you. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray that we'll hear from you. But this word should have got to you. It's got to get to you. But we need to take a heed to things we heard. Lest any time we should let them slip. God bless you all. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful when God comes down and takes over? We're just having a glorious time here, and I hope you've had a wonderful time. Begin again and listen to this message again. Let it speak to you. God bless you.